Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, sorry, had another smoke detector go off in the middle of the night because the battery went out. So, a little bit tired today, but we got this. I'll get my energy up. So, some of you have seen the news where there's been a couple of brouhahas in Las Vegas at a couple of the major casinos and hotels. And some of you have reached out going, what the hell is going on over there? I'm telling you right now, it's still the best place to visit. Las Vegas is amazing. But yeah, we've had a little bit of drama. That happens. When you have millions of people descending on one of the most amazing cities in the world, as far as I'm concerned, the entertainment capital of the world. And yeah, people get a little bit out there. And thank God for hotel security and our local police for being able to manage and keep our city as safe as they have. But I'm telling you right now, I have been here since the 80s, and Las Vegas, you know, will not be without its, you know, partiers or bachelor parties or people going on drug binges. But it is a little rare that you have a couple national headlines on the same weekend. So some of you saw this video of this fight between two women. Actually, I think there were four women that got into a fight. And by the time the video comes into play, all you see is a woman in a G-string. And maybe it's because the person might have concentrated on that. But apparently this happened at the Wynn Las Vegas. Very beautiful hotel. Fantastic atmosphere. Great crew. But apparently, you see the video, and the fight had already started, and apparently somebody's skirt was up, and her thong was exposed, and then she wrestled another person with jeans and a halter top, and then somebody tried to come in and stop them, then another woman comes in, and then a fourth woman, I guess, gets hit in the face, and there's a man filming it, and he's, you know, cussing, like, what's going on? Then I think there was somebody in a wheelchair. And the woman, I believe, with the thong dragged somebody off a scooter, their wheel scooter, to help their physical challenges. And there was kicking, and there was, I don't understand what the heck was going on. But anyway, security took her away. You saw a bunch of videos of this. I'm telling you right now, you know, I haven't seen a lot of cat fights in Vegas. And I don't usually get involved in cat fights because most of the people I hang out with are guys. So I've never really gotten involved with a cat fight. But they could be rough. And they could be mean. And they could be, and you have got to stay back. Now, if you know how to get in there and separate the two, and you have that training, and security's nowhere around, and you think somebody's going to get hurt, I'll leave that up to you. But if you've ever tried to separate two cats from fighting real cats, you get hurt. Whoever tries to separate the cats gets hurt. Same thing with dogs. Whoever tries to separate the two dogs fighting, you do it because you don't want the dogs to kill each other, but you get hurt. So keep in mind, if there is a cat fight and you just happen to be at the wrong place at the wrong time, stay back, all right? Hopefully they get exhausted. What I don't understand, though, is if I was half naked, I would immediately cover up. But apparently it was, no, I don't care. So I'm not sure exactly what happened there. We'll get a little bit more details. We do have a little bit more details on what happened at Caesar's Palace. Now, Caesar's Palace was very frightening. So we were getting alerts that there was a standoff and a hostage situation at Caesar's Palace. and a man barricaded himself in the Caesars Palace hotel room. Matt Mannix is the suspect, and he kidnapped the woman, held her in her room. This was, I believe, room 2128, and caused $50,000 of damage because he broke a window and started throwing stuff from the hotel outside. So it could have killed people below because this was on the 21st floor. Thank God they were able to enter the room. She's fine, from what I understand. He's been charged with 4 felony counts, including kidnapping, destruction of property, and resisting arrest. This started around 9:15 a.m. Hotel security and police conducted a welfare check on the room, and then he said, if you don't leave, it will end badly. Then you hear a woman saying he has a knife. And then he breaks the window, starts throwing stuff. We're being told that he was on a multi-day binge, that there were drugs involved, and that this was something that he was, quote-unquote, extremely high. I don't know what drugs he was on. I know that's very, very frightening because he looked like he had a major psychotic episode. This person knew him. Apparently, they were together, but he was on, from what we were told, both of them were on a days-long drug bender. So, you know, Las Vegas is a place where people can enjoy the pools, they can gamble, but many people feel the need, I don't know if it's because of the Hangover movie or because they're not around their boss or they don't think they're going to run into anybody they know, but some people feel the need to include drugs in their party. I mean, to me, I think there's enough out there. Not to mention, pot is legal, but some of these drugs, not to mention pot can cause psychotic events, cannabis, marijuana can, cocaine, LSD. So these are things that obviously could play a role when somebody gets violent and they unfortunately have this unpredictable behavior. But just, you know, I don't want Vegas to look bad, all right? You have people that do drugs. You have people that do stupid. I've seen throw up. I've seen fights. I've seen, but honestly, it's a rare occurrence. Just keep in mind that you might be around other people that might not be 100% because they have been doing drugs. So try not to engage people. You know, I've seen people that you pushed me. Okay, if somebody is high, they might not realize that they banged into you. And I've seen some people kind of want to start things up. Don't. You just don't know what the other person has and how messed up the other person could be. But thank God for hotel security, police, and that this didn't end in anything more tragic. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Cahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paladi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So a few years back, we spoke about how drinking too much water could kill you. And we spoke about how football players, endurance athletes, soldiers have died from drinking too much water and sports drinks. And so we are concerned when that happens about hyponatremia. Now, hyponatremia is defined as low blood sodium, where the levels fall under 135. Normal is between 135 and 145. And when sodium levels are low in the blood, the body will sense this dilution and want to move the excess fluid out of the bloodstream and into the cells. The cells could then swell and not work properly. Many cases of hyponatremic death are caused by brain swelling and herniation due to the shunting of fluid. So it's not that you're drinking so much water that it goes straight to the brain. It's that your body's defense mechanism. Because remember, the body wants to be, wants to have a certain osmolality. And an osmolality is a certain salty factor. And if it gets too salty, it draws in fluid to start to try to neutralize it a little bit. If it's less salty, it tries to take the fluid out because you need these salts. So what would be the symptoms? Let's say it's hot and you drink a lot of water, but your sodium levels drop because you're drinking water and you're not also bringing in sodium, or some of the other factors that you might need because you lose a lot with sweat. You can start getting muscle cramps, nausea, vomiting, headache, confusion, dizziness, weakness, drowsiness, double vision, confusion, seizures, coma, even death. So people ask, well, then how much water should we be drinking? So this really is not an easy answer, and I know people hate that, because it depends on where you live, the climate, your body weight, the amount of activity, as well as your medical conditions. If you have congestive heart failure, you're not going to be on as much fluid as somebody else. Now, the Institute of Medicine suggested men drink on average 3.7 liters a day, women 2.7 liters a day. In ounces, that would be 125 ounces for men, 91 ounces for women. We're talking about cis men. Now, a bottle of water might be about, what, 16.9 ounces, fluid ounces? Yeah. So, if a bottle of water is about 17 fluid ounces, you're looking at about 7, maybe, of those a day. But again, I don't want to say that we always talk about 8 to 10 glasses a day to remind people that you need to hydrate well. This is an average that the Institute of Medicine had suggested, and this was back in 2018. Now, according to Medical News Daily, they looked at how much fluid can our bodies handle. According to Medical News Daily, our kidneys can eliminate about 5.3 to 7.4 gallons of water a day, but eliminate only 30 ounces an hour. So 20 to 28 liters a day, you might be thinking, okay, great. So then I could drink a bunch of liters. The problem with that is it could only eliminate a certain amount per hour. So they recommend to not drink more than 30 ounces of water per hour to avoid the hyponatremia. So you, when you drink and hydrate, I know it's like, give me a water bottle, you drink it down fast. Then you go and drink another, you might want to do some sipping and maybe a little bit more methodical. And I get it. It's hot outside. Try not to overheat. Try to stay cool if you can. But sadly, we have a boy that almost died because he drank 6 bottles of water in an hour while he was playing with his friends. So he was playing outside. He's 10 years old, Ray Jordan. He was playing outside on the 4th of July. He drank about 6 bottles of water in an hour. His blood sodium levels dropped. This was in South Carolina. Within an hour of drinking all that, he started to have some severe symptoms. He couldn't control his head or arms. His motor functions were gone. Now, we're not sure how big these bottles were. We're assuming it's those, you know, 16.9 ounce bottles. But now, we're being told by multiple news outlets that he is making a full recovery. But the parents are trying to warn everybody about hyponatremia because he almost died. His parents said in the hours before he was hospitalized, he was in full throttle with his cousins, running circles around the house, a bunch of boys playing, jumping on the trampoline. Then he became thirsty. He ran inside to get some water, but they didn't realize how much he got. Then they found out he took about 6 bottles and from 8:30 to 9:30. Within an hour, he lost control of his head and arms. And as I said, nausea, vomiting, dizziness, there's a whole bunch of symptoms that we just reviewed that could set in. So if at all somebody doesn't look right, in addition to being concerned about heat illness, you know, you do want to look at what did they drink. So they took him to the ER, Prisma Health Children's Hospital. and they diagnosed him with water intoxication. The kidneys could not handle all that water flooding at once. The kidneys could only do 30 ounces an hour. So sodium levels dropped. So then they tried to give him something to help him urinate and then decrease the swelling in the brain. And fortunately, he woke up. His sodium, potassium levels normalized, and it was scary stuff. So, you know, it's one of these things where we're coming into the end of the week and a weekend where there's going to be major, major heat, major, excessive heat warnings and some severe weather. And yeah, I've been very frustrated that I haven't been able to hike and do a lot of my outdoor activities. And part of me just wants to say, to heck with it, fine. If it's 97 at 6 a.m., I'll take advantage of it and I'll go out there. Keep in mind, you know, just because you might have been able to handle heat 15 years ago or 10 years ago doesn't necessarily mean your body is able to handle it now. Another thing I notice that really frustrates people is they start a new medication and they don't realize that that could play a factor. And the following year, they're doing something that they always do on 4th of July or in August, or and then they struggle. And I ask them, I go, what medications are you on? Are any of them new? And some of them that have started new medications, some of these medications could affect the way you manage the sun, the way you manage your heat and your internal temperatures. And there's a lot of classes of medications, anti-inflammatories, thyroid medication, blood pressure medication, diuretics, antidepressants. And so, you know, we think that things are static. You know, we think, well, you know, I've drunk a couple bottles before, everything's okay. You have to. And also, you know, 10-year-olds. Many kids don't understand a lot of medicine, which is something that I really think, and I bring this up a lot when it comes to curriculum in schools. I think we should have a lot more medicine taught to kids. One, I think they could completely handle it. Number two is I think it could maybe minimize a lot of the accidents and injuries that we're seeing. Now, many parents, and I see this with parents, they're like, you know, okay, I got this for my kid. And I ask, you know, does your child know not to do these things? Does your child know not to mix the two? Oh, no, I'm the only one that gives them their medicine. Well, okay, what if you're gone? And, you know, the child, and even though they're supposed to be child protective, but a 10-year-old knows how to open up some Tylenol. Do they know? You know, have you ever taught them? Well, if I teach them, then they'll do it themselves. And that's a problem. I see that with parents. They go, if my kid knows, you know, what a gun looks like, then they'll want the gun. And it's honestly, everybody's different. But with us, I mean, we were very open about everything with our kids. We didn't want them fascinated by it. We were like, look, this is, you know, these are daddy's guns and mommy's guns. These are weapons. They're going to be locked up. These are extremely dangerous. They have to be cleaned. There has to be care. You know, when you're old enough, you're going to be taking classes on how to clean guns, how to care for them, how to protect yourself, and how to understand the responsibility there is if you do later get a CCW. And, you know, same thing with medications. I go, this is how much you apply. This is how much you take. And so I think we, you know, kind of forget that kids can learn a lot more than we allow them to. 1-877-DOLLY.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA News update. The investigation into cocaine found at the White House is over without a suspect being identified. That's according to CNN, which cited two sources familiar with the investigation. The outlet reports Secret Service officials looked at visitor logs and surveillance footage of hundreds of people who entered the West Wing in the days leading up to the cocaine being found. Conservative Republicans are aiming to yank wokeness out of the military as the House works this week on passing the annual defense spending bill. Texas Congressman Chip Roy used a hearing Wednesday to mock a Marine Corps social media post that celebrated Pride Month.
Can you see this? A rainbow bullets on a helmet. I think that makes our military more effective and more likely to defeat our enemies.
He's part of a group that wants to defund diversity and inclusion training programs within the armed services. And a prolonged heat wave baking the Southwest is expected to get even hotter. Phoenix posted its 13th straight day of temperatures of at least 110. John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so Cocaine Gate has finally been closed. And Cocaine Gate had to do with a bag of cocaine, a powder, that was tested twice, confirmed to be cocaine, found in the West Wing of the White House. This was found a couple days after the Biden family, including Hunter, had left, I believe, to go on vacation to Camp David or Delaware. I forget where they went. I think Camp David. And so for 11 days, there's been a lot of memes, a lot of people going, okay, is it Hunter? You know, Clue. There's been memes about Clue. Was Harry there? And, you know, jokes aside, it was kind of concerning that there would be drugs in the West Wing. To me, it explains a lot of what's happened over the last few years. But it's something that, you know, we do want to get to the bottom because of security risks, because of poisoning. Because the West Wing is one of the most exclusive parts of the White House bunker. And, you know, to think that there could be illicit substances, people under the influence, a lack of oversight, it's concerning. So, yeah, we wanted to know whose it was. Okay, I don't need any more memes in my life. There's plenty of memes. But what we weren't expecting, when you have a baggie of cocaine that is as easy to fingerprint as, I don't know, a table, we're told inconclusive. So now people are crying foul, going, what the hell is going on? So we're being told that the Secret Service is closing the investigation. We're done. This was 11 days after the drugs were found in a West Wing locker. Now, apparently the investigation was difficult because they said there are so many people that enter that area. The Secret Service briefed members of Congress, and apparently it was a hazmat situation because, again, you don't know if it's poison, you don't know what it is. And there was a list of suspects that was narrowed down to 500. Democrats said drug testing of all the potential culprits would violate their civil liberties and insisted the cocaine was found in an area used by guests and not members of the Biden family or those with security clearances. And I got to be honest with you guys. I seriously doubt Hunter Biden was doing coke in the White House. And I know that's not a very popular statement among people that want to make fun of Hunter Biden. But I just think he's got plenty of places to do coke at. And if the White House is so well surveyed with cameras everywhere, I just don't, I mean, unless he had to be there at an extended period of time. But again, you could do fingerprints. Now, when they say drug testing people could affect their civil liberties, I'd like to see, you know, what, how that works, because so many jobs do drug testing. You have to do drug testing to work at a hospital. You have to do drug testing to work for the government. That you have to do drug testing to get in. There, so why is all of a sudden now doing drug testing during a problem? We need to know that whoever is advising the president, so let's say this isn't Hunter, and it's not Hunter's coke, that there's other individuals that do coke, and I get it. I've never tried it, so I don't really understand what the high is, but I get people do drugs. But if you are going to be a part of the executive branch, or any branch of our government, or advising the president, right? We need to know you're of sound mind. Now, people are saying, well, these were visitors. They could have been family members of the West Wing. Then what were they doing in the lockers? To me, I am no detective. But the lockers, if that's where it was found, could have been one, a plant, or two, somebody had to have access to those lockers. And usually the people that have access to the lockers are not necessarily the Dr. Dahlia going on a tour and taking some selfies. That's going to be by people that work there. So if you have somebody who works there that does drugs, do we as the American people and taxpayers have a right to know if the staff are, you know, of sound mind or if they're under the influence? You know, we're talking about classified documents. We're talking about protecting the president. We're talking about ensuring that we have national security at our utmost importance at all times, whether it's the judicial branch, legislative branch, executive branch. National security is at the foremost forefront of everyone's job duty to make sure that nothing can compromise that. So if we have drugs that are loose, being used, taken to work, maybe dealt at work, maybe there's drug dealing, then that means there are individuals whose primary concern might not necessarily be the State of the Union or their job. So it is concerning. And I know everybody, you know, is worried that, you know, the Republicans want to make a big deal about this because of the election. I would not be surprised if there was marijuana during the Lyndon B. Johnson administration or somebody had something during the Bush administration. I am not that, you know. And maybe Bill Clinton, you know, he agreed to, you know, smoking pot and not inhaling. You know, maybe, you know, there were a couple dubs in the Oval Office as well. That doesn't bother me. What bothers me is the lack of transparency. And they don't have to necessarily say who it was, but you could very easily get fingerprints. And if they say, well, it's a violation of civil liberties to figure out who it was, okay, if there is a crime and there are suspects, these suspects do get fingerprinted. You don't necessarily have to have them urinate in front of you. You don't necessarily have to do a drug test. Also, that's the other problem with that, is just because somebody is on cocaine or has cocaine in their system doesn't mean that was their bag. Somebody brought an illicit substance onto a place of national security. And this substance could harm. You know, you have a president that's fumbling around. He might think it's sugar if he's roaming around somewhere and add it to his food. We don't want any drugs near him. And so, again, this has to do with, and I'm glad Secret Service did their job and found it. I'm sure people are upset that they reported it, but I'm glad they found it. But really, no cameras, no fingerprints. So it just sounds suspicious. And the reason why I bring this up is, if this isn't Hunter, all this behavior is going to make it seem more like it's Hunter's. So it's better to come out with exactly what's going on than not. And I do think it's a big deal. I think drugs in the White House are a big deal. It just, especially with the way things have been going. So since July 2nd, the Secret Service has been looking over surveillance footage from cameras stationed all over the White House, still hasn't managed to find a culprit. And I get that if there's no cameras in the locker room and somebody takes it out of their pocket, etc. But, you know, I think they do know. And for them to say, you know what, we're case closed, we're going to move on, it just adds to the growing list of things. If this happened during Trump, we would have FBI raid. Everybody would be in Melania's underwear drawer. It would be an absolute mess. And so, you know, come on. There's got to be a little bit more consistency with this. That's all I'm saying. 1-877 Doc Dolly, don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys! Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so, you know, this is interesting. So one of my listeners sent me this video of Maybelline using bearded men to put on makeup. And they asked how I felt about it. And I get it's stirring up a lot of controversy. I don't usually buy Maybelline, so I don't really care. Honestly, you know, I have a lot of friends in entertainment that wear makeup. Men and women, by the way, wear makeup. You know, on TV, I know people who are impersonators, and so I wasn't shocked. This was the first time some people saw a man put on lipstick or put on, I see it all the time, people put on makeup men, women, that's just what they do for media. So, no, what wasn't shocking. But it's interesting how Maybelline launched these ads in light of what happened with Bud Light. Now, Bud Light sales drastically plummeted. And I don't think it's because Bud Light's a good tasting beer. And I know, you know, people are saying, well, it's because people are against transgender individuals. I don't think it's that. I think this is an avenue for people to fight back against all the woke that's going on. And so the majority of us know somebody who's transgender and the LGBTQ A plus I spectrum, and I respect them, and I understand they have a lot of challenges in society, but many of us are a little concerned about what are we doing with kids. We have Europe saying maybe we need to slow down a little bit, whereas in America there's already public schools starting to offer gender transitioning. And so what I look at when I see people upset at Maybelline or Bud Light, and the Bud Light, apparently Bud Light sales dropped, I think, 28% in June, which was huge. And there's been some headlines with Bud Light and Costco. I don't know much about Costco marketing and how they do their price little cards. But apparently there's a quote-unquote star of death asterisk on cases in multiple stores, which is supposed to be a sign that they're not going to restock. So if Costco ends up not restocking Bud Light, that can really, really hurt Bud Light. And Bud Light fell into that controversy when they had Dylan Mulvaney, a trans activist, as a spokesperson and a figurehead for their or spokesfigure for their product. And so, you know, I see things the way they are. I think people are getting frustrated, not at those who are transgender. You know, there are people who are transgender, and that's who they want to be. That's who they feel they want to be, and all the power to them. But when things start to extend into other people's lives and tax dollars and school curriculums, it makes people nervous. And the funny thing is many people who are transgender or of the LGBTQ plus spectrum are not the ones spearheading this. So I'm not sure who it was that decided to have Dylan Mulvaney in a bathtub in broad daylight with necklaces, looking like she's dancing, having beer. And if that was, if you know, that was somebody cis saying this is how we want to represent and show that we're woke, not only did it insult the transgender community, it put Dylan Mulvaney in a very tight spot, because I think she now has fled to Peru. She's had death threats. She says she hasn't been supported by Bud Light. And you have women going, that's not what I do during the day. If you really want to represent us women during the day, show us in work clothes, with no makeup, with no time to have beer, trying to hydrate because we're out in the sun doing deliveries or doing construction. If you really want to represent women, don't have a woman in jewelry full of makeup in a bathtub in the middle of the day. And so Bud Light had a miss on that. That was not one of their best marketing moves. And they've been struggling. And Costco's huge. So people who go to Costco say that star of death means the item is not going to be restocked. Bud Light apparently has lost $228 billion in market cap and sponsorship, or after the sponsorship deal with Dylan Mulvaney. So here's Maybelline launching these ads where you see men putting on makeup. And, you know, I don't look at it as insulting, like and I don't want to say the Dylan Mulvaney, but the Bud Light bathtub commercial, I'll call it, because I don't want to blame Dylan for that. But I think what it is people feel like they can't talk to their school boards or their school districts about curriculum. They can't talk to Congress about where their money is going. They can't talk to the labor board about how they were threatened to be fired because they accidentally misgendered. And so what I'm seeing is a very frustrated public that wants this to slow down or stop so that they don't get fired or get in trouble or be accused of... I told you, right now with the letters, people are just saying they, whom it may concern, nobody knows what to do because they don't want to get fired. And it's making people panic. And that's not Maybelline's fault. That's not Bud Light's fault. It's the way society is going. But since you can't go to whoever is making the rules now about how you'll get in trouble if you use the wrong pronouns or assume somebody is a male or female or not share a bathroom or locker room with somebody of the opposite that has opposite body parts, though the only way some people feel like they can air their grievances is boycotting products that are embracing some woke ideologies. And so I've used Maybelline products in the past. They're good products. Like I said, I don't mind the commercial. I don't, you know, whoever wants to wear the makeup. I'm telling you right now, men wear makeup. I've known men to wear makeup, so it's just nothing that's a big shocker. But this is giving the groups of individuals who feel they're stifled and can't talk a way to revolt. And so America, when they see that the Bud Light company lost billions, then it sends a message that maybe not everybody is on board with some of the changes that are going on. And maybe we need to listen to people. And so I think that's going to now happen with the Maybelline. And again, they have good products. Yeah, but it's the funny thing is I don't even think they're talking to many people in the LGBTQ A+I community either. Because many individuals have spoken out saying, I'm not asking for 8-year-olds to learn about sex. I'm not asking for kids to undergo surgical changes. I'm not asking for it. So who is? And I get there's people of all the communities probably behind the cause, but I think we need to be able to allow there to be open discussion and not accuse people of being transphobic if they want to have a scientific discussion about what are the risks for kids and transitioning before they can make an educated decision as an adult. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.